And it was, you know, and I really thank God for the mothers. This is Mother's Day. And I want to say appreciate all the mothers. So my mother was very special. And I know Jennifer and Jan, you're very special. And Betty. And, you know, if it wasn't for the mothers, we'd probably be in big troubles, us guys. And as I read it more and more and more, and study more, I understand, I feel that special place of the mothers, special responsibility. And I believe today that God gave me that 100th Psalm. And that's just so, I just feel that's where it's going to come from. This 100th Psalm is very special. It covers a lot of areas that we're familiar with as just people, beginning Christians. We come in these places. And so I think it's a good place for God can take off and maybe get me to sailing a little bit. I'm not very saleable right now. I'm just down and sort of like everybody else, just down the bottom. And, you know, I just praise God for His goodness, for His blessings. I was thinking on the way down here that how that sometimes that we have pet desires that we think maybe they're not even good to have, and yet God sees His mercy upon us and sometimes even lets us. I was thinking about people that hunt and all these. I don't do those things, but I'm just thinking about it. That He sees that as a, we're, and I, ladies, you must have something too, that we put it off as we guard that not doing it because, but at times we sort of appreciate that, whatever that is, and God lets it happen and He doesn't scold us for it either. What I'm saying, He sees us as we would see as our own children, even beyond magnification, how I would see it for my own child. I said, well, you know, they've done really well. I'm just going to let them sort of have a good day. You know, if they blow it a little bit, I'm going to let them have a good day. And I think sometimes we must realize that God gives us benefits, gives us blessings. Yes, we preach and believe in truly the way of the cross leads home and the values of living upright and all the good things that come from serving the Lord God in heaven, that special feeling that we receive, that blessing. But there's a time also that we, if these times takes place, we're not to scold ourselves, but enjoy it with the Lord. And this is something that we do as the Lord. God may have you can't do something as the Lord, but there will be a time when this goes beyond our deepest desires that people don't even understand about us. But each one of us, I'm persuaded, is different. And our chemistries, we're a little different in our desires, a lot of difference in our desires and our wants and our wishes. And many times as Christians, we guard ourselves with such rigid personalities that we really can't be ourselves because we're following a rigid personality. When God, and I believe really in our full sense, wants us to come to that place that we can relax in Him today. If you can learn, if we can relax in the Lord, can you understand that? That you can have peace in Him where you are. That He made you like you are, and you can have that assurance that He's not going to just thank you every time because you're giving that, but you don't have to live on that pinnacle that's very stressful. God wants to take us out of that stressful mode this day, that we can appreciate the roses, that we can appreciate the presence of God. In His fullness, there's fullness of joy. In His right hand, pleasures evermore. And He says that is the pathway He will show us to heaven. That's in the pathway that is in Psalms 16:11. It says, He will show me the pathway of life. And then it says, in His presence, fullness of joy. In His right hand, pleasure evermore. So, it's like you're going along with God, and God has these wonderful blessings, and you're just absorbing the blessing because you're with God. You're soaking it out, and it just reaches into your being, and you just feel so good. And you say, you know, am I stealing from God? You know, He's so wonderful. Lord, I don't feel. But Jesus said He felt when the virtue went out. And these blessings of God, they just ooze out of God, and we just ooze in, and they come and saturate us. We say, oh, Lord, maybe I shouldn't even tell nobody, but this is wonderful. This is glorious that He touches that one. And we need that kind of relationship. I hope this is getting to you, that we need that kind of relationship with God, that God is not a sledgehammer, not a hard taskmaster, but He's a glorious one. He has great power, but yet He has great respect of us, of who we are. We're made out of dirt. And He sees that dirt cannot do anything unless He fulfills that what's left out. And each one of us, He made us up to a certain point, and the only way that we can be complete is when we connect to Him.
And that connection, when it connects to Him, He lets us go beyond where we could even anyway. And we might do some things. Say, Lord, is that really true? God says, I'm allowing you to do that because you're mine. I'm not telling you here to go today and do something wild. But I am telling you, have God's love in you. And just because someone else says that that's not from God, they're not you. And none of us can judge no other. But these things are more in a private manner anyway. And the Bible says, if you hurt a person in the natural, then it'd be better to millstone be put upon your neck. But when these things are entirely to ourselves, and many times I think we judge ourselves the place that we guard ourselves so rigidly that we can't get the presence of God in our being, that He loves us that tremendously, and it becomes an obstacle the enemy uses because he wants us to resist God. When God says, come in all the way, I'll bless you. I'll give you more joy than you ever had. And I'll let you to minister that talent that I've given in you. That talent within you is not wrong. It's for me. Who says that talent is from the enemy? It's for me. The enemy don't give the talents. I give talents. I give blessings. I don't know why God's saying this, but it's real. But it's bring us, we, there's like we get somehow hang-ups with God. We're afraid of Him. The Bible says the only word that we fear Him is not making ourselves complete in Him. He's a shelter. He's a protection. He's the Almighty Jesus. That love of God that's beyond us constrains us to walk upright, holy, respecting Him, favoring Him, following His commandments. The joy of the Lord becomes our strength. It becomes our power. It becomes our anointing. It becomes our thinking capacity within us. We can feel the presence of God. We know that it's good to be in the house of the Lord because where His Spirit is, there is liberty. Because we've enjoyed that liberty. We've lived in that liberty. We've received that blessing that we've never had before. I don't know why I'm saying this, but God is there to minister His love. I thought this day was falling apart, but God showed me it's not falling apart. He is the Almighty One. But God's above. And He needs us to stay our minds upon Him. He will bring us in perfect peace. God says He will keep in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on Him. That is wonderful. We don't get hurt when we keep thinking about the Lord. You know, it's really hard anymore. I'm saying this as a confession. I think I scold myself because I don't pray enough because I want to think so much of God. And that's probably the area that wonder I thought, am I really where I should be, Lord? Because I just like to think about You. Lord says, no problem about that. I like to just think about God and His goodness. As a little boy, I remember thinking about God. And I thought maybe I was out of kilter because I wanted to think about Him. But I've received now that little boy's wishes is coming to pass. That had grown in from that to now. It becomes reality. It's something that I wish for, I had faith for, I believe for. But now it's become reality. And God doesn't put His hand upon me roughly, but He loves me with that gentle touch. Then it says, it's okay. It's okay. I made you different. I made you to be My bouquet, that we would make a joyful noise on the Lord all ye lands. God wants us to speak out at the sound, the joy, that's what come the utterance. That we have that utterance to give joy, to give adoration and thanksgiving and praise to our Heavenly Father. That's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. Hallelujah. That's the joy. That's the work of the ministry. It's not so much going out here. And that came in the other night a little bit about getting so involved in ministries that we forget the basics. God wants many of us just to praise Him. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will love Him, Sister Jack. I will thank Him every day of my life. I thank You, Lord, that You took a nobody. This day I know that I could be nobody, but You have me be somebody. And someday I will have that pleasure to seeing You face to face. Lord, what an awesome thought. What an awesome thrill. Hallelujah. To realize that He takes a speck of nothing to bring that one to grow in the image and admonition of the Lord thy God in heaven. And take on His favor. The glory of God to cover us with His covering, His mighty protection, His all-seeing eye, and gives us such joy, such peace. People, I'm glad this place is not full today because it's for you this day. It's for me this day. To enjoy God. That don't take, Paul spoke about it, says, let no man take your peace. And that's what God said to me. Many of our people are taking the peace. I talked to a pastor, Friday I talked to this pastor. And about four pastors that I know are backslidden. They've left their wives. This is tragedy. What's happening? But this is why it's happening. God's home. We're not in that relaxed mode. We're in a tense position that the enemy can always take us as will, because we're not where we should be. We should be in, not in panic, but in the parade rest. That we can, at any time when God gives a command, we automatically go at power with God. We're at ease. In the military, at ease is just at ease. And that's what God says, at ease. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't fret about that house, David. Don't fret only about making my payments. Don't fret because things are happening. But take your liberty. Take your joy. That where my spirit is, you're with me. And where my spirit is, there is liberty. I am the God of liberty. I am the God of Jacob. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God that brings forth healing. I'm the God that brings forth blessings. I'm here to adjust, to bless thee, to those that are oppressed, to those that are shaken in mind and heart. God wants to deliver us, set us free, that we might walk humbly before him. Oh, praise you, Lord. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands to thy name. A joyful noise can sometimes be that you have to pray for yourself. You have to say, oh man, oh woman, you haven't got it straight. You must conduct yourself right, properly, and God hears that prayer, and he will change your heart and life. If you, what's in you, that silent part within you says, I need you, Lord. This body needs you because this old body is drifting off. Bring us back on course, Lord. As we pray those, out of those words, that the joy of the Lord will be our strength. Make a joyful noise. God's joyful when you do this. It brings joy to God. That you have enough concern that you want to live upright, properly, blessed by him, and allow his presence to be with you. God wants to make his steps with you. His steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in their way, and those they shall fall, they shall not be utterly cast out. That understands that God knows that we can fall. But the Lord, and he's not there as a taskmaster, said, oh, you fell. He's there with lifting you up, making it blessed. For the Lord upholds him with his mighty hand. With his mighty hand. In one place in Psalms it says, he puts his hand over. And I'm so blessed when I read this. And he puts his hand on his left side and our right side. And he puts the hand in front of us, put us on the rear. That's the same as in the 91st Psalms. He that dwelt in secret place, the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under who? The glorious of God. He that dwelt in the secret place, oh, hallelujah, shall have the joy of the Lord. They will have a friend. God is the friend of above all friends. He was a friend of Abraham. But Abraham had a son, and his name was Isaac. And how that God told Abraham, said, Abraham, I want you to take up your son and take him up and put him up as sacrifice. And Abraham did it. Went up, and Abraham took the knife. And Isaac says, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham says, the Lord will provide. But Abraham withheld nothing. He drew that knife, and the angel of the Lord says, Abraham, stop. He says, there in the thicket was a sacrifice, a ram. Hakamish, God of Mekilad, he wants us to totally trust him. Be able to trust him. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us in these last hours. He understands the chemistry that's within us. He understands how we're made. And he wants to hold out. Endure to this, the same that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just worry for this special moment, this one step at a time. And if God be for you, who can be against you? I believe as we make a joyful noise on the land, that we're going to pray without ceasing. There's going to be a chemistry within that wants to pray. We want to call out to God. We want to make mention of our friends and our families and those who need intercession. And we believe that our prayers are very worthy as God. And God sees our prayers to be a task force that brings a great completion to those who have no strength, have no hope, that by your prayers can bring an avalanche of God's glory upon that problem, and that problem be totally turned around as nothing. And I believe this. God has a force beyond forces. He's there to enable us, but we, in our prayers, as we submit to God, allows us to be that force that He uses that changes can be made. That's why it's so vital that we stay in a place of prayer. That we stay totally aligned to God. Some people cannot reach God because they're not where they should be. And that is a shame because it cripples them at the time when God needs them. They got to go pray through or do something else. And by that time, the need is already completed. God still loves that one, but they miss the calling. And to stay on that calling as you stay ready, like a radio operator or anything in the military, as you're ready there, you're on before even the gunners, anything ever, the radio operator knows what's happening before, as that before the invasion, anything, he gives us the call. And like God and Israel, they had that ram's horn. And they blowed it, the Bible says in Corinthians, that certain sound. And that any other sounds, they didn't even take heed. But when that certain sound was given, they give great attention to it. And God is saying this today, that take heed to the word of God, that we might be imposed by the blessings of God, that we have such a close encounter with Him, that our innermost being would be connected to Him. We not be fretting because, and that's what God said. Sometimes we think, well, God can't help me because I have these limitations. No, God sees that you're made out of dust. And I believe it brings great delight that He can take something that has a natural desire to go backwards, but you love Him so much that He will go forward. That He will change the wrong into right, that desire many times stays there constantly, but God knows that even though it's there, that you're able to come around and bow through it beyond what the enemy of our hearts did that went against God, that we will go with God and be by His side. And He sees that as great blessing. It sees that as a great worth. Hallelujah! Where the Spirit is, there is liberty. And many of our theologians this day cannot understand this message, but it's real. It comes from the heart of God that God will deploy His blessings upon you in such a measure that you feel, you hear, things happen, you don't always hear it. But you know, knowing is beyond even description, as there's beyond a supernatural quality that God doesn't even speak everything in existence. You just know it. But you know it by Him. It's faster than Him speaking it. It's instantaneous. When the rag was going into a pump, it's like God's, it's like that. It's that special. When I was going to hit that car, or truck rather, God spoke to me, not in an audible voice, but I knew by the Spirit of God, and it was just as direct. He told me to let my foot off the brake and turn the car to the left as hard as I could do, and I would miss, and there would be no accident, and truly just went right around that. I would probably have been hurt or crippled or beyond that. But God is in the business of saving us. He's in the business of helping us. We get so caught up in our own selves that we can't hear from God. And that's why people are not hearing from the Lord. They don't take it as it is. Every time that God speaks to your heart, you need to carry it through. Make sure it's from God. Make sure you're not hearing wrong. It may be only through a phrase. This day you're going to have so-and-so. But then that day's over, it shouldn't meet up and say, God can help you to grow in that place. And I don't believe I have a special calling, I realize it. But there's some depth that maybe God won't speak to you the same way, but you will just know. It's just as beneficial however God speaks to you. It doesn't make any difference. And the other way, he doesn't many times go down through a letter of speech, but he can so imprint it on you, know it's from God. It's there at a gigantic message. It's there in a split second. It takes you a day to sort it all out. You understand? God is that God. And He wants us to start growing in that way. And I'm not here to say that I am anything, but I have had some experience. And the experience does help us. But even then, it's God that does it all. But it doesn't have to be like the interpretations that give in a message. It's like God comes down Himself. You don't actually hear it, but you trust Him in the delivery. It's faster than you can think. So you have to trust in the living God. And it comes out as it scrambles, as you would take a computer. It gets all this stuff out. Pretty soon you got a wonderful story here. But it came out from the scrambling of words. The glory of God. And that's, our lives are like a lot of problems. That God wants to unscramble the troubles, the defeats, the heartaches, all the problems we face, that those will be brought to a place that God would retouch these ones to re-minister to us as only He can. We fret because of things that we don't understand. But God sees them as a special challenge, that we're just to totally rely on Him, the Creator of our soul, the Creator that one will never leave us, never forsake us. His eyes are over the righteous and His ears open to the cry. It says His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Oh, hallelujah. I know this scripture, but I would come before His presence with singing. With glad heart, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We've got to keep that joy. That's a sort of mandate that we must keep appointed to us, that I have to have the joy of the Lord. It's something about the joy of the Lord that is my strength. It's a special inheritance that God gives on His beloved. And when you do right, He puts that joy upon you. And He's not as a taskmaster. Even when we disobey Him, He's very merciful. The God of all mercy, the God of all comfort. He comforts those in all of our troubles and all of our problems we go through. It says the God of all tribulation comforts those in all their tribulation. He will bless us that we might bless those in any trouble with the same comfort that God comforts us with. That's God. He's beyond our understanding. Here's here to Jesus made this all possible. And people are so programmed, they don't want to conform to the Spirit. I'm not against them, and God's going to judge it out. But those that will believe on the Spirit of God are able to do abundant blessings. It's like me. How could I compete with a computer? No way. I'd say 2 and 2 is 4, and you, the computer, you have it all there. Plus, you've got the memory. Isn't that right? And as long as that's there, you have instantaneous response, don't you? Isn't that the way it works? So the Spirit is so the same way. When we take the Spirit in, we take it in not to know what we're knowing. It goes into like a reservoir within it. It does the same way. It goes down in there, and the time that God wants to process it, He comes it out, thus saith the Spirit of God. And you say, that wasn't me. No, it wasn't you, but it was God working in you, through you, because you had already delegated Spirit of transferring words into your being. You know what I do before I go to service? I pray, but then I start just reading scriptures. Or I start quoting scriptures. And if I don't really know scriptures, I go over them. But just fill my spirit with words of blessings. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. I do this time and time again. And I'm not too old to say that I continually do it. I do it daily. I do a exercise of speaking out the Word of God in me. And then I think about the Lord. And I praise the Lord. And still I'm not where I should be. I can't find myself in that good place because I'm not. It takes the grace of God. My goodness is not. It's like filthy rags. Oh, brother, it's like filthy rags. But God takes the old filthy rags. Oh, hallelujah. It says He's going to have a bride without spot or blemish. Hallelujah. Brother Micah, I don't know how that's done. He takes us. That old sin-cursed world. But Jesus said, He said, God was rich in mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Rich. God is rich in mercy. Blessing us. And it says that we're saved by grace through faith, not of our works, lest any man should boast. We cannot boast of the gift of God. We're saved by the wonderful grace of God that saved us, that changed us from glory into glory, that we might have that inheritance that fades not away. In 2 Peter 2, it says, and He has given us that, according to divine power, have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us unto glory, and whereby has given us great and precious promises, that we might be partakers of the divine nature. And I was thinking about that. I always thought it was His, but it's not. God is beyond, so high above that, He had to put the divine nature. It's so high above us that we could not, it would burn us.
That's,
so he put the divine nature. It's still not his divine nature. I always thought it's not. He put us the, his divine nature through, you know, how you sort of, women, you sort of take things and tone it down to where it don't burn or do things like that. I know that they, and that's the way he's toned it down, that we can come into that place of the holies of holies. That he knows that we'd be burnt. But we put on the divine nature, which is his divine nature that he made for us special. And I'm persuaded he made each one of us a special package. Michael, you've got a special package. Jennifer, Jan, Brother Clint, we've all got a special package that fits us. Oh, Kabashima, Kabama, Kandari, Makilahan, the glory of God. I, the Lord thy God, am here this day in a very special way. Love me this day. Praise me this day. For the joy of the Lord is thy strength, and I shall complete that within thee which is lacking. Be not afraid to go forth in my name, for I, the Lord thy God, shall rejoice in thee in this day, my beloved. Be not afraid, for I am at thy side, and I will never leave thee, I will never forsake thee. And fret not by thyself because of evil intentions, evil doers, either things that do not go thy way. I am with thee, and I will never leave thee. Forsake not. There's some of the get thyself together as some are, and I, the Lord thy God, shall bless thee, and I shall incorporate my blessing upon thee, and I shall anoint thee, and I shall keep thee as the apple of my eye to that day coming. And I say that day is very short, saith the Spirit of God, and relax, my people, my beloved, relax, for I, the Lord thy God, loveth thee, and I am included in thee a mighty blessing. Be not afraid, for I have given thee a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Go in my love, for I loveth thee. Be not afraid of sudden problems, of sudden changes. And I say, if thou shalt hear, if even earthquakes in divers places, be not afraid. Be not afraid, my ones, because I say hard times are coming. Hardships are coming upon this earth. And I say those this day that many in my churches are going to be so afraid. They're going to be great tragedies are going to come on the hearts of these people. They're going to be so frightened that they will, their hearts will fail them. I say, my people, relax. Enjoy the my blessings. And I say, love my word. Love my power. Love what I feel here, and I shall enjoy to touch thee, to strengthen thee, to incorporate my blessings around about thee, that thou will no longer have to walk ashamed, but thou will walk by my gain with thee, and I shall have a plan for thee this day, and thou shalt come and overcome through my walk. I, the Lord thy God, will walk with thee. I shall bless thee. And I shall give thee my joy, and thou shalt share my peace, and my presence will be with thee, for I loveth thee, saith the Spirit of God. God is here to bless us. Know ye the Lord God, it is he that hath made us. God made us. We're the sheep of his pastures. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. You know, while Israel, I've made a lot of searching, I'd probably, all of you have, but why the children of Israel could not make it in the promised land, it said it in one place very specifically, because they were not thankful, and they'd went into unbelief, God could not allow them, because this is opposite of what God stands for. God is thanksgiving. God is faith. God is faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt receive that blessing through faith. Miracles are done through faith. As you pray, it's through faith. You just know that it's going to be done. Especially when the anointing's upon you, there becomes a supernatural blessing within you that incorporates a mighty hand of God that you know, it's going to come to pass. You have great belief that what happens. It actually, you do the staging. You make the change yourself. As you pray it out, it becomes reality. And God says, I have spoken it in you, and those words as we speak becomes positive. Make a joyful noise. As you pray, make a joyful noise unto God. It's all about praising God, calling attention to God. God's here to enable us, to bless us, to touch us in such a wonderful way. We can't even imagine the blessings that God has bestowed upon his beloved. He has a wonderful home that's being built. Think about it. Jesus says, needful that I go away. For I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go, the Comforter will come, and I'm going with the Father. And I'm going to go there and sit on his right hand, make an intercession for you with groanings which cannot be uttered. But also at that time, I'm going to do the the final blessings. He is the master builder. And Jesus prepared for us a special home, a special blessing. And you know, and I believe that many of us will only have a few little time there, and many of you will go back on this earth, and you'll be as kings and priests for 1,000 years. It says this. For those that do it now, there's going to be a special time. Sister Jan, you and Brother Clinton are going to have hallelujah. And Jennifer and Micah, boy, over here in this, and you'll have, that's what God says. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be wunderbar. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be speed. It's wonderful. God has a collection of orchestrated, of great flowers, great blessings bestowed upon His beloved. It's being done right now. And He's getting this prepared. It's ready for the redeemed. It's ready for those who call upon His name, for those who will seek Him, to believe in Him, that will allow the Spirit of God to motivate them to. And the people are so rigid against it. They're so rigid they can't have fun. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It becomes my blessing. They say, how you look so young. It's because of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It becomes my peacemaker. It becomes my partner. The one that I can love. That I can trust. You know, when I thought about how foolish I would look in the sight of the world. But the Lord the other day, one of those trees, Spirit of the Lord says, time to go out. And I've been praying about it. Spirit of the Lord says, I want you to go out there with your chainsaw and I'll help you get those trees out of there. And that's about what it was. I just helped. And I didn't even really do much helping. I just worked the trigger, basically. And do this. And when I got them all just about a certain point, the Lord wouldn't let me cut them all through, just cut part of it. Then the Lord just picked them up and just, most of them just broke off and come right down. It was the most amazing blessing I've ever seen in my life. But me, I believe that God has something for a blessing for those who look to Him. Those who will seek Him, they will surely find Him. They're going to have a hope. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Hallelujah. The greatest blessing we are to God is to praise Him, to thank Him. Lord, I just love You. I thank You for this wonderful day. I thank You for the rain. I thank You for all that You've given us. I thank You for this lovely church we're here tonight. I thank You for Your presence. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Your all-seeing eye is here. And it's us few. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God. I feel the glory of God here to minister His love, to minister His peace. You know, I'm not worthy of it. But God makes us worthy. His glory is our strength. He is the eye that runs to and fro through all the whole earth. God knows all, is all, was all, before all, knows all, head. He knows different. But when God showed me that this day about that He had to make this special gift for us, that His nature, we couldn't take it. It says the nature. We take on the nature. It was special. And I was reading today about Jonah, that God took, when Jonah took that fish, that God made that fish a special for Jonah. Then Jonah's down there in that fish and he's crying out and Lord hears him. Lord visits his heart. And Jonah says, I'm down in hell. I'm down in the weeds. I'm down here. It's terrible. And God says, I know, but I told you to go to Nineveh. And he says, I'll go. You know, sometimes we're the same way. We have to really. And then after he gets out, he's really comes against God again. He comes, he says, oh, you know, why didn't you just butcher these people? Just get rid of them. Because God had favor with these people. They took on sackcloth and ashes. And they did something that many of us don't do, that we come. The Bible said if we confess Him, He is faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God seen their hearts. And God seen the desire. They mind the way. They want a different new heart. They want insight. Nineveh was, and I thought about how many, it was 120,000 people. In those days, that's still a lot of people today. And these people made a correction. And here Jonah gets out there and he gets disturbed because God don't get rid of him. He was the best preacher that we've ever had, I think, probably. Jonah just a few days, 120,000 people get saved. Everybody changed the heart. The king even says the same thing. He orders out that people just put on sackcloth and ashes. And they do that. And God responds to this. What a mighty messenger. But yet, he gets so tangled up that he gets really against God. And God builds this great big gourd. And then, you know, he's over there fuming himself. This is the way we are. We sit and the heat is all around us today, and yet we're not satisfied with God. Here, we're grumbling with God. Let us not grumble. Let us be loving. We want to need that personal relationship. Oh, hallelujah, we don't grumble. But God sees us as that sweet savor, that sweet, sweet blessing, that sweet aroma, that he loves us that much. I always thought, what about being the best son of God had? You know, that would take a lot of being, because there's been a lot of good sons and a lot of good daughters. But that can be our goal. You know, we don't know how we stack up, but we can go for it. And there will be a great reward for doing that. You know, a lot of things in life, we don't ever really get the figures, whatever takes place. Runners, there's great runners that go in to they have the Olympics and all these things, and then someone beats their record, and someone beats their record, and so all these things, and sometimes we find out they cheat a little, and they do things with things that, to make better records, but God keeps all the records. And we can also, we can say, Lord, I want to please you. The Bible says that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. But I believe that touches the heart of God. That we might walk worthy of the Lord, being fruitful and increasing in the knowledge of God. It touches the heart of God when we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There's something majestic, beyond magic almost. It's not magic, but it's beyond a majestic book that's so blessed of God. It comes against the things that come against God. All the wrong things in this life about that, you see them on your programs, but there's things that have wrong spirits. And this keeps us in that alignment with God. That we don't take up with soothsayers and witches and all these things that's not from God. But God is God. And we can have that alliance with Him that we don't have to worry. People may laugh at you and say, well, you know, that's... But you, the Bible says, well, you know, we don't have to worry. We pray for those. The Bible says, pray for those that despise and use you. And pray for them that come against you. They become the ones you can pray for. The Bible says, in doing so, they will heap coals of fire upon their heads. So there's great peace to them that love His law, and nothing shall offend them. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth unto all generations. We can receive that blessing. And I'm going to read something that 100 Psalm, 101st, that I really hadn't kept up with, but I'm not here to point my finger, but I believe I'm just going to read this, but just hear what this 101st Psalm says. I will sing a mercy and a judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. What a sentence. I will behave myself in a perfect way. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Isn't that wonderful? I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Boy, a forward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. See, we can't compromise. People can come to your church, they can sit, but when we listen at them, if we become the one that sits down, that just by you sitting there and letting it, it comes in as you as a canker. It'll start eating on you. It'll start destroying you. We're that tender. Our lives are so tender that we're not complete only in God. If we sit down with the unrighteous, whatever they have, will start decaying us very fast. We cannot take sides with them. We can pray for them, but that's basically the limitations that we have. We can't condone what they're doing. God's got a way, and when we even testify, we need to learn that we only testify as God leads us. Because there's great recompense to those that get out of the hand of God. The world is too strong for us to go against unless God brings the opportunity by His Spirit. We don't attack anyone, basically even the unsaved, only through the Spirit. Because that's why these pastors are going out. Because they impose upon themselves as great men of God, but truly God only lets us go as He wants us to go. And they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons, the daughters of God. It says, whosoever privately know his neighbor, him will they cut off, and he that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. How many people you see that high look? Even some in the charismatic field. High look. God looks for the lowly. He covers Sheila Kalabat. The Lord wants us to have that humbleness. That's the key to God. The Bible says, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God. We have to do that, that He might exalt you in due time. Then casting all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Then be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, going around as a roaring lion, seeketh him who may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. You don't do it only through the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the world. There's many, many people who are lost, but like when I was in jail ministry, God says, get out of there, I got out of there. I wasn't going to stay in there 2 seconds after He told me to get out. I didn't hate it, I had to say twice, but I believe that all this is through the life, that God will lead you by truth. He will lead you. He has appointed a special day, a special favor, but we don't get out of His handiwork. We stay under that shelter. They that wait upon the Lord, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. God has spoken to my heart many times. He will not condemn us for being slow, but He will condemn us from getting too far ahead of Him. You know, I used to work on engines. It's better for an engine to be a little retarded than too fast. Retarded is sort of, but that's retarded. Will get you through, but if you're too far advanced, you burn pistons up, you do a lot of serious problems. And that's the same way with God. We must wait upon God. I'm retarded, I know. Well, I'm a little retarded, but I've learned to wait upon God. He's my strength. He becomes my overwhelming power. In engines, that's the way they always, when one's slow, it's retarded. When one's advanced, it's doing you harm. It's out there where it shouldn't be. So the best thing is start off retarded and keep advancing until it's right. So the same with us, we humble ourselves and we keep advancing until God says, that's that. Hallelujah. You're on it right now. You're on top dead center and you'll work there. Ooh, glory. I feel the presence of God. It enables us. We accomplish the mission set before us. But we're seeing a lot of people that's swaying in these last days. I've seen, this pastor told me that there's 3 people, but it's a father and 2 sons. And they're all father divorced, 2 sons divorced. I mean, it's terrible what's happening to our people. And those who have somewhat, they are doing it within themselves, and they are facing problems they cannot come against in their own being. It'll trouble them. You work through the Spirit, there's no trouble when I go home. Lord, you did it. I don't even know what happened. I just be blessed. That's what God wants. They that wait upon the Lord, they don't have to be retarded no longer. They will walk in the wisdom of God. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within the house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. I was glad I got to put that behind it. I don't know when I read this long, but it really touched me when I read it. It follows up this 100 Psalms. If we do any things, we're not going to do that 100 Psalms. And it's tough for us to stay. We're not to be achievers with people of, can two walk together unless they agree. There has to be an agreement. Because I've seen this in families. I know a girl that was, but she loved the Lord at that time. It's just, we was having revivals and we told her, says, whatever you do, don't go marry John. John's not good for you. John has a good name, but he's not a good man. And John has got bad intentions. Well, that John, she married John. And I think all of her kids went to prison. One of them's already dead. Sin has great problems. Sin brings forth a great weight of retribution.
Maybe get 20 years, 100 years. Maybe get life. Maybe use your life. This is just through the courts of the land. The only way to stay free from all these is with God. If it wasn't for the Lord of God, I might be there. He keeps our mind intact. Our mind is the greatest thing that God has given us. And that mind comes for the love of God. We might be blessed from heaven. My beloved, I would say, be not afraid, for I will go before thee. But if I'm not with thee, do not go. Turn around. I say, don't go anywhere, only where I can go with thee, my ones. And if thou shalt call upon me, thou shalt know if it's in my allegiance. If I bring resistance, back out of it, my beloved. Back out. Tell those. Because I want to lead my people in this last days, for I loveth thee. Be not afraid, for I am with thee, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I really believe that God does want us to, well, I still remember what He wants us to walk and talk where He wants us to go. And if we can't really feel the presence of God, we need to get out of it. I'm so thankful that I got out of something here a while back, but it was just not, it wasn't, maybe it was good for other people, it wasn't for me. So we can't criticize others, but I know that we pay a price for fulfilling the love of God. But God bless you.